Matthew chapter 1 and verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And I think by now you should be familiar with this verse. I should even change it. If someone reached out to me in the week, he said, I like Matthew 1:1 now because of you. I said, no, because of me. I took it from my mentor. It's fine. There was a time we were using 2 Peter 3:18. Some of you did not meet that. I used 2 Peter 3:18 for about 2 years. And I used to start every teaching with 2 Peter 3:18. Now it's Matthew 1:1. Who knows the next one? Maybe Job 2:2. Hallelujah. It can be anything, really. So, he says, Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So, we said there's an emphasis on the humanity of Jesus. He is Jesus Christ, but he is the son of David. And you have to understand that God became man. And I said, not just to die for our sins, but also to show the love of God does not sneer at the weak. The love of God does not hiss at dirt. The love of God does not look at someone who is weak and say, this one, get out. God became human himself. You've got to be proud of humanity. He knows how you feel because he is man. When I was younger, because I'm still young, myself and my friends, there's this verse we used to be very proud of. But you are gods on earth. In fact, I know some of you, that was like your first introduction to word of faith. You are gods on earth. So everywhere you go to, you say, ha, do you know who I'm a god. In fact, one of us had a psalm, not me. One of us had a psalm, but it was close to me. He's not my friend that did birthday yesterday, some of you. You know, he said, you be capital letter G, I be small letter G, I'm a god, oh. It's a psalm. You know, I mean, we're already walking in the things of the spirit. We already went to UI, we went to Agbogbo area, we healed the sea and all of that. And we were still singing that psalm. You be capital letter G, I be small letter G, I'm a god, oh. And after singing this, I'm going to eat Amala. God. God will go to Amala sky and eat. You know, all in the name that you just don't want to be human. You just feel like being human is limiting. No, God made you man. God made you exactly what you are. You're a boy, you're a man, you're female. God made you what you are. Be proud of it. Walk in it. Ask him. Why am I here? Why am I a man? Amen. Why am I a man? There are things bigger than you. You need to find out. There are things bigger than you. He made you human for a reason. You are gods on earth. Actually, you are judges on earth. He's talking about bringing the poor out of the dust. He's talking about preaching the gospel and make justice on the earth. And he says, you are judges on the earth. That's the word God's there. Elohim in the Hebrew, but then, you know, Elohim can be used for angels, can be used for man, can be used for God. So, I've thought that before. Not today again. So we are humans, born of the Spirit of God, but we are meant to depend on God for life and living. We were made to rest on God. I've told you that whatever takes your dependence away from God is sin. Sin, that's simple. Sin. Sin is anything that takes away your dependence on God. That thing that does not make you want to depend on God. And told you, I said, be careful of freedom. Freedom is good. Freedom is amazing. Be careful of the comfort. There's a comfort that is dangerous. There's a freedom that is not from God. You know, some of you, when you were going to the university, remember? And then you already had mind, the plan. So there will be a time in this house that nobody will just scream my name. You're a bimbola! Ma! You have tried every tactic. You lock your room. You do things. An African parent doesn't care. You can lock your room. What concerns? At the point, my dad said, you don't lock your room in my house. We are still at our family. So, you don't lock room. This is my house. So, privacy. What's that? Nothing calling Kokuko had in internet, in cafe. It was cafe that time. You buy 30 minutes. You buy MTN, 100 naira, I think it was 100 MB or something, or 10 MB. And that 10 MB can play game, can do a lot. Hallelujah. So, you wanted to go to university and you're already envisaging, I will wear any kind of clothes. Maybe they don't allow you to wear trousers at all. You already asked your friend to buy trousers. See, big pade mi lo stel. How many know what I'm talking about? Suddenly, hands down. Allahu Akbar. Okay. You already bought earrings. You're the earring that's like tire. No tire. If you're wearing tire, I'm sorry. It's always beautiful. I actually like the big ones. Always fine. Amen. I might teach you with it, but it's fine. I just always wonder how you bear the burden. Amen. I always wonder, like, you're trying. So you are human. Say, I'm human. Ask this person, be a robot. One website told me, say, we suspect you are a robot. I say, Willie. Who is robot between me and you? Hallelujah. I'm human. Built for the glory of God. To depend on Him. Alright. So, we say, one of the ways we depend on God, we just completed the school of healing. Not just completed forever. We're going to take it up again later. We said, apart from healing, it's in the way we use our faith. So we said we must never take God out of our lives. And we said, who will teach us in the school of faith? Huh? We said, Christ. Why? He is both man and the Word of God in the same breath. He is both man and the Word of God. And he has started teaching us faith. In Mark 11, Mark chapter 11. So let's just dive in right away. How do I use my faith? Now listen to me. Hear me out. Everyone look up. Some of us have heard this so much that it doesn't mean anything like that to you again. And you must be careful. There is this familiarity that kills. You have heard, for God to love the world so much that you actually don't actually care about how He loved the world. It doesn't mean anything to you really. Be careful. You've heard so much about faith. You speak it, you don't doubt, you believe it, you just feel. Is that not what you want to say again today? Is there any other thing? Mark 11, 23. Then you now talk about David. Is that not it? What else? And if you're not careful, you begin to notice that people are using their faith all around you and making progress in their journey with God and in the natural, and you're stagnant. You're not stagnant in Jesus' name. Because you got so familiar. One can get familiar with it. Earlier in the week, I was listening to one of Bro Egan's sermons. And I've listened to that particular sermon more than 100 times, to be sincere. And I got to a particular place. I said what he was going to say. I know that particular, I love that particular place. So I said, oh, this is nice. Then it occurred to me that almost for like the first time, I'm not thinking about it. Oftentimes, as I listen, I'm thinking through what he's saying. Because it was very theological. I'm thinking to what he's saying. What does he mean here? Sometimes you have to get these books and then look through it. It's a century long material. And I caught myself. I'm not thinking. I just said it. So this is faith. So why did I just do that? You should be thinking. Fine, I've listened to it over 100 or probably 120 times, but should still be thinking through it. Don't get familiar. Every time God's word is taught, take it as that is the first time you are listening to it. And it will do you a whole lot of good. Mark 11, 23. Verse 22 says, Jesus said unto them, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. You know the things I like here, they are the absolutes. Whosoever and whatsoever. Amen. Whosoever can say whatsoever. Whosoever can say whatsoever. So sometimes you are depending on God to do something for you, and He is waiting on you too. Say, what are you saying? So we're waiting on God. God, what are you saying? And He's saying, what are you saying? What are you saying? So we highlighted three parts of our walk of faith, and we said, you must what? That should be chorus now. You must say it, don't doubt it, and believe it. Let's go again. You must, don't doubt it. Again, say it, don't doubt it, believe it. Again, say it, don't doubt it, and believe it. How simple is it to just walk the supernatural? This is the same principle for healing. You say it, you don't doubt it, you believe it. So, he says, whosoever shall say to the mountain. So, you speak to the mountain. Observe, he didn't say you say to God. When it comes to using your faith, you're not talking to God. No. You're talking to the problem. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. You say to the mountain. You're not talking to God. God, look at this mountain now. Help me take away this mountain. And you have gone from one mountain to the other because of a mountain. Selah. You have moved from Orioke Ikire to Orioke Sakpati. From Sakpati, you have moved to Orioke Ede. From Ede, you have moved to, there's this one at Ogere. Then you move to, I think there's one at Odeomu. And then you move from one mountain to the other. And then you, because of one mountain. Amen. And you're saying, God, what are you going to say about this mountain? It is in front of me. Who are you, mountain? God, talk to it. And God is saying, what are you saying about it? You speak to the mountain. Number one, observe, you don't talk about the mountain. Sometimes people think that they are walking in faith when they are talking about the problem. So they begin to research about the problem. Okay, so someone is in need of a job. You have a job, you need admission to the university, or what else? You need a spouse. What else? You need scholarship, health, finances. You just want to eat and be fine and all of that. And you begin to just talk about it. You see this country. I don't understand. I don't know. The politicians, the rich of this world, they want to choke us. Who are yours? You can't be talking to me and be saying the rich wants to choke us. I'm going to leave your side. Amen. Who are the rich? Who are yours? Aga? This country is not even, it's not working for anybody. Yeah, speak from that place. Be like saying, you be the mountain. Hallelujah. It's not working for anybody. That it's only people that know people. Okay, meaning it's working for some people. You're not thinking. That's it. At the end, that's it. God will help us. Even the mountain is laughing. God will help us. You don't look helped. You don't even look in the posture to receive help. You speak to the mountain. You have spoken so much about the mountain. Everybody knows the problem. Only you don't know the problem. The problem is you are talking too much in the wrong direction. Learn to talk. Be bold. Be bold. This is what I want, and in the name of Jesus, I'm going to get it. You know, some people know theology so much, they don't walk in the power of God. They don't walk in the supernatural. They know too much of the Bible. See, what will be now. What will be. So it is meant to be that you got that 2-1. You know, you could have gotten distinction in school if you wanted to. Is what will be that got you there. Amen. What will be? What will be? If I will pass, I will pass now. You've got to read. Hallelujah. What will be? Human beings are meant to eat. Why did you go and cook? Hallelujah. It will not be. You have to make it be. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, not to God, you say to the mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea. So you give the problem direction. I don't want to ever see you again. Today marks the end of lack. Today marks the end of this pain. Today marks the end of this nonsense. Call it what it is. From henceforth, I begin to have peace in my heart. From henceforth, I begin to have abundance. I don't want to see you again. Speak to the mountain. Don't murmur. A lot of people are used to murmuring. There's nothing you can do. You know, I was reading the news, and I saw a lot of things that the new government is doing, all of that. And I was looking at the comments, and you will be surprised at my fellow citizens, my fellow patriotic Nigerians. Go
always complaining.
Even if it is signed, will it be done? Wait, it is signed. Let's first say it is signed. Say it with me, it is signed, it is signed. Okay. Can they do it now? He said, no, now, it's not that fast. Hey, wait till they can do it now. Amen. Jesus said to complain. Then they will give us loan. They want you to imprison us for life. If they don't give you loan, he said they are not giving you loan. Now they give you loan, he says it's too small. It's not really a student loan. Now they will turn it to a king. They want you to embezzle. Embezzle. Has embezzlement been going on before without it? So why do you think they want to use this? Embezzle? They can just take a direct account. Hallelujah. Don't be used to a life of complaints. It gets nobody anywhere. It's a rocking chair. You seen a rocking chair before? It's moving, but it's not going anywhere. You think, by now I must have moved to Kaduna. You know, you can move to Kaduna from a rocking chair. The kind of movement you have made on that chair, you could have gotten to Kaduna, but it's on one spot. That's what worry is. There are fewer people the devil is happier with than someone who complains a lot. The devil is so happy with you. This country. And I told someone, I said, you know, there are people who are fine in this country. He said, yes, nah, the rich. Why are you not the rich? He said, if anything, who will fly me out to go and for health care? I said, what are you saying? You are already thinking that something will happen to your health and they will need to fly you out and you will not have money. Like you have gone like how many years before you and you have said what you want. You and the mountain are dancing together. I don't yield to the devil. My words are full of faith. As simple as these things are, these are basic Christian, this is basic Christian living. You've got to use your words. You say to the mountain. I was talking to someone last week, and he asked a question. Let me put it the way, so that I don't mix it up. So he said, why is it possible that someone prays for others and they make progress and that same person is on one spot? And some of you must have wondered before, and then you probably see maybe a pastor or someone who prays for people and then they get cars and then they get everything they want and then he is on one spot and all of that. So he asked me, and then because we're talking on the issue of faith for natural things really and health. And he said, why is it possible that someone is sick and then he's praying for others and they are getting healed and all of that and he is not getting healed? I told him, I said, that reminds you of Elisha. His bones raised the dead. His bones raised the dead after he had died. And guess how he died? He was sick. So how do you get sick and die, but the anointing is still working? So I told him, and you should take note, that the anointing of God on your life is for others. In your own life, you will use the word. No matter how anointed you are, it is for others. Moment it comes to you, the anointing doesn't work. The word works. And that's why you see, it's possible that someone is just, he speaks to people and then everything happens. And then he's not doing how he's meant to do. Because you've got to use the word. Amen. Jesus was casting out devils everywhere. Everywhere you go, he was casting out devils. But when the devil came to him, he had to use the word. This is not the time to say, get out! Get away from me! No! He says, is it not written? You begin to apply the word. And so if you don't know how to use the word for yourself, you may cause others to progress and you will not. But that's not you.
That's not me.
So, stop the life of complaining and murmuring. And the beautiful thing about, this is not beautiful, anti-beautiful. The horrible and ugly thing about complaining is that it looks logical. Every time, complaining is very reasonable. You can reason it. If this one is working the way it's meant to work, will I even be saying this thing? Some people murmur about everything. Don't be like that. Channel your words to the right places. Use your word for the right things. This is not manifesting you. I'm not talking about just manifest it. I'm not talking nonsense. I'm talking about basic Christian living. The mountain will not always be in your path, but when there is a mountain, you speak to it. Don't complain. Don't murmur. Don't grumble. Amen. So I'm full of faith. That doesn't sound faithful. All right. So you use God's word. You speak to the mountain. No doubt in your heart. If you want it so much, use your faith for it. But I say, if you want it that much, use your faith for it. You know, some of us are in the, we have this very nice habit. All of us have fallen into the trap. I told Broshola and Sajid I was going to say this. We have this very nice, I don't want to say nice habit, it's just a Nigerian thing. So you say, imagine me. Say, just imagine me. I just have a job like that in NNPC. I should not collect. Everybody does it. So don't feel bad. I have done it before. So you say, and God has to correct me. You say, imagine you just have, I just have one job like that. See, Chevron, you are just paying like 40 million. Imagine. And God told me, if you want it that much, use your faith for it. I don't know if you have imagined things. Right from your secondary school, you have imagined all your life. See, that's your, if you even see money on the floor like this. You know what I'm talking about? As we are going like this, as we're going, we should just see $1 million. In secondary school, what do you want to do with $1 million? You will end up back. Except you have parents. Even your parents will be shocked. They will spend this. They will spend it anyhow. Just imagine. Just imagine that. Imagine that this is my leg. It's not the way it is. Imagine that I don't always have that pain. You know what I would have done in my life? Why are you imagining it? You can have what you say. If you want it that much, use your faith for it. Use your faith for it. Hallelujah. So, we saw that with David. He said, imagine this Goliath just die. You know, he didn't imagine. Amen. Vivid imagination. He didn't imagine it. He went to the Goliath. He determined what would kill Goliath. He said, I'll pick a stone. If he had pigs, needle, it will kill him. Amen. If he had pigs, let me make it very, very illogical. If he had pigs cutting wool, he just did that cutting wool choke Goliath. You think stone killed him? No, faith did. It's not stone. God just needed something to move. God just needed someone to talk. Saul was there. He could have used God's word, but no, you know. Even the anointing that is for others, he doesn't have it again. Not to talk of the word in his own life. Then David went to Goliath. He said, and as Goliath saw him coming, he said, am I a dog? You have come to me with stone and staves and a shepherd bag. Am I a dog? I don't know who you are, but I know you are non-circumcised Philistine and you are speaking against the God of Israel. Goliath said, today, I wanted to even have mercy on you before. No, I don't need the mountain's mercy. Amen. Nigeria should have mercy on me. No, shut up. I don't say Nigeria is your mountain. Amen. Amen. You know, some people play the victim's card every time. At work, you're always playing the victim. You know me, I don't do like this now. You know, this is not my, you know, I don't have any other place to talk to. Shut up. I will never be a victim. I will never, 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 never. I will never be a failure. You know, there's this Pastor Chris video that some people always laugh at. I will never be poor in my life. And you laugh at it. Why can't you just say it? You know, sometimes you just waste precious data. Every time I see it, after they will see maybe a meme or a joke, then I will see it. I will never be poor in my life. You can choose what you want to say. But it's a good thing to say. Amen. I'll never be stranded. I'll always have help. In the name of Jesus. So Goliath was nothing. He picked a stone. Goliath spoke, David spoke. Goliath spoke, David spoke. I've told you, don't allow the devil to have the final words. You must not allow that. You must not allow that. These are basic faith. Okay, we're in school of faith. That makes sense. The devil must not have the final words. Oftentimes it's in your thoughts. And so there's that pain. Every time that pain comes, somehow, you think about a terminal disease. Every time that pain comes, somehow, you see yourself in a hospital bed. You are allowing the devil to talk too much. You are allowing him to talk too much. Every time the thought comes, you say it loud. Devil, you're a joker. My life will be long so that I can serve the Lord. Is that not the essence of long life? What's the point? That's the essence of long life. That's the essence of wealth. My health will be sound for God's work. You know, I still want to bridge all over Africa. Amen? I still want to bridge for 100 days. I'm going to do it. I'm going to preach every day for 100 days. Say, Pastor Shanu, I'm going to do it very soon. That's why my health will be sound. Because it's for God's work. So every time the devil whispers, you know, sometimes he comes as, it's not like it's devil, it's because of the pain. No, it's the devil. Shut up. He masks behind reasoning, behind logic. You see why, you know, the reason why he cannot make it is because they see there's nobody that makes it. There's nobody that makes it really. And they don't have Papa Saleh. They don't have Godfather. I don't need to have Godfather. I have Father God. Amen. God is my Father. Hallelujah. That's enough. And he holds the hearts of kings. He holds the whole world in his hands. Amen. Goliath spoke, David spoke. Basic faith principle. Goliath spoke, David spoke. You must respond. You must respond. It's not the time to start imagining things. You must respond with your words. Are you with me tonight? Faith is loud now. Faith speaks every time. Faith doesn't get to, now I think the problem is getting very big now. I have to talk. Then you have this Odaladura mentality. So you now go out in the middle of the night. I do it a lot. I remember there was a time that someone told me I was going to die in 7 days. What did I do? I was preaching, So I told him I was going to die 7 days. It's not recent. And I forgot. I even forgot I said it. Somehow the devil brought it back. I think it was meaning 3 days or 2 days. The devil just brought it back. Say, Shebi, you know that. Just do everything, every good thing you want to do now. That's the way it came. Just do good. Let people remember you for good. At what age? I thought you are remembering me for anything. I mean, I don't remember. So I just went out in the middle of the night. They said that's when witches meet, so that's fine. So I went out in the middle of the night, and I looked at the moon. And in the name of Jesus. The devil must not have the final words. It's that simple. Some people get so scared of the mountain, they forget to talk. They get so overwhelmed, they forget to talk. That's not how to use your faith. Amen. Amen. Goliath spoke, David spoke. So Mark 11:23, Jesus said, whosoever, that means it can work for you. Whosoever. So some things in your life is not up to God. It's up to you. The mountain wants to hear your voice. And we said another thing. He says, speak to the mountain. That means listen very well. Look up. He didn't say deny that the mountain exists. I've told you before, the way some people use their faith is, they just say, if I put my mind away from it, it will go. Are you whining the devil? Are you whining the devil? If you put your mind away from it, it will stay. It ain't white flesh. It won't go anywhere. So if I just put my mind away from that pain. No. I'm not going to deny that there's a pain there. No, I'm going to look at the pain. Face to face. Man to pain. And I say, time up. Have you not enjoyed enough? Time up. Amen. Amen. You look at the man to pain. Man to unemployment. Then say man to man. So you look at this one, man to pain. I said, I don't want to see you again. Jesus said, you can tell the mountain where to go. Hallelujah. So, you don't deny the mountain of its existence. What you do is you deny it of its influence. You feel my rhyme? Okay. You don't deny it of existence, you deny it of influence. I know you're here, but you're not going to do a thing. and moving forward. You're not going to do a thing and making progress. You're not going to do a thing. I'll be healthy. You're not going to do a thing. I will not lack. You know, prosperity is not about, it's not a function of account balance. I've told you before. It's not a function of account balance. It's a function of having your needs met every time. Hallelujah. Jesus was prosperous. He needed money for tax. He had a miracle done. Sometimes you don't even need the account balance. And I remember Reverend Kenneth Copeland said something like this. Some years ago, he said, I want to give out 27 airplanes. You know, I'm actually complaining that some pastors have airplanes. Don't get in your inbox one time. Say, you can't imagine that pastor, he has a private jet and all of that. He said, I know you are against this. I trust you. I said, see mountain. I'm not against it though. he said, why? Why? Is the money of the people of God? I said, is your money there? He said, no, my money is not there. But I stand for the people of God. But let activists of the body of Christ. Calm down. No, that's ABC. You didn't get it. For ABC, activity of the body of Christ. So, I said, calm down. A pastor has churches in over 150 countries. Check out the Google Bell. Is it mad why he should be carrying around countries? He needs a private jet. I said, as you are looking at me, I don't even need 150 countries before I will buy a private jet. He said, are you too? I said, me too. You can stay with my Okada. But you want to go travel to Kenya, take Okada, pass through the wilderness. Madman. Amen. Some things is poverty that is reviewing your theology. I remember there was a time, some people told us, I was younger, I was a teenager, said, campground is not the will of God. How can someone say they're having campground? No! The church is not, you know, the church is not an empire. Oh, mom, if you give us campground. God. I'll lay hands on you every day. Campground is good. Why are you against that? What would you rather have on the expressway? Shrine. I'd rather have campground. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to deny the mountain that he exists. No. I'm just going to tell you can't do a thing. Why? Because you're going to get out. You can mess up with everybody. My life is not for you. Not for you. Amen. So if you want it that much, you use your faith for it. Talk to the mountain, not to God. Be removed. And the Bible says, it will be as though it has never been there. Thank you, Jesus. So, we said, you ensure that you rid yourself of doubt and complaint. Some people find complaint in everything. You pray to God. I want a God-fearing man. You know, there's God-fearing man, there's man-fearing God. Amen? I've told the difference before. Some people, God see them, God say, join now. God is saying, join now. Just share it now. That's man fearing God. But there's God fearing man. He fears God. After you have prayed all your life, you have been praying, I want a God fearing man. I mean, sisters, come on, you want a God fearing man? Let me see your hands. Okay, you want one that God fears. Come on, let me see your hands. You want him? Raise your hand very well. See, you're not using your faith. Raise your hand very well. I want to. Pastor, I don't do that. After praying that you want a God-fearing man. Okay, I agree. When the God-fearing man came, he was not a pastor. So you're happy. You had pictures in your head. Now the God-fearing man is a pastor. What do you think God-fearing man becomes? You don't know. God-fearing people, they become pastors. At the end of the day, I can promise you, for free, God-fearing people become pastors. No, I know someone that's not God-fearing. No, he's not God-fearing. God fears him. It's that simple. So, now the God-fearing man, they have made him a pastor, a cell person, or a fellowship leader. Now the complaint has started. You ask God for it. Every time, church. Let me first say something. Put this one here, so that you don't eat with it. You have to live for something that is bigger than you. Don't be selfish. You are in the picture. But let your life be bigger than you. Every time church, every time cell, every time ministry, every time. Even as your husband is taking prayer. So we're going to be praying. We're going to be praying for pastors. You know, there's a way ladies can be. She can only lift her hands. I say, You're welcome to church. And so, calm down. After we leave that house, after we leave this place, what next? No, because you had in your head vacations. You are walking by the waters, hand in hand, running. Music is playing in your life background. You are jumping, he was chasing you. You already had things in mind. Now, every morning is Bible. So take the word of God to us. You are a woman. Don't complain. What do you do? Live for God. See, you will see peace in your house. Amen. Allow God. Allow God do his thing. Amen. He uses us in different ways. Not exactly, that's what I'm saying. Let him use him in a different way. Not pastor. Nah. Allow God in your home. If you allow complaints and doubt and anxiety and fear, you are the one that will live with it. What you must allow is an environment that always yields to God. Is happiness not what you want? You're going to get it. Is fruitfulness not what you want? You're going to have it. What you want is a life that will just be at peace, and you have a happy home. You're going to get it. So don't allow complaints and murmur and doubt and no fear, anxiety. Don't breed that kind of environment. Don't say, hey, Pastor, this is what I want to teach every week. You are going to get it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So don't engineer fear and doubt in your life. The way you silence the devil is when those thoughts come, you just say, nah, this body belongs to God. Everything I do, the way I walk, the way I talk, is engineered by divine. I'm in partnership with the divine. Hallelujah. Praise God. So don't entertain fear. So he says, he is the son of David. The son of who? Of Abraham. The son of David, the son of... So how did Abraham use his faith? In Romans chapter 4, you learning something? Don't forget that the God kind of faith, our faith in God, we said, have the God kind of faith. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, shall not die. What is that? What he said? But shall believe that those things he said shall come to pass. Here he shall have what he said. That's the faith of God. We said, it's the faith of Genesis. Right? God said, let there be light, and there was light. So you have to say it to see it. Right? In fact, the psalmist said, God created everything by the words of his power. In Hebrews 1:3, he said, the world, we know that the entire world was framed by the word of God. Amen. You didn't get what I said now. That's a Genesis 1:3, Psalm 33, verse 6, and verse 9, and then Hebrews 1:3. So God made the world by his word. Alright? And so you must also learn to use your words. I told you something on Sunday, and I said it jokingly. So, if I die. Just say if I. Amen. That car fine, die. I wonder why the engine is always knocking. You pronounce death on it. Now, that is in the most joking example. That's the most joking example I can use. I'm just saying, just use your words very well. Be careful with it. Be very careful with it. Sometimes, the word you are just saying is, Pastor, this is colloquial now. Pastor, this is normal. Now people say this. You just be careful a bit. Amen. It doesn't cost a thing. Romans 4. Are you there now? Alright. Verse 13. For the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise is made of none effect, because the law works wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. We have explained all these things in our book, in our study of Romans. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but also which is that to the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Can we read verse 17 and verse 19 together? The father of many nations. Before him we may believe, even God, who quickens the dead, and calls those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believe in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. Wait, pause. Verse 17 says, it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. So, God has said it. But, let me say this thing. God can say something that will not come to pass. As Oromaye, when he says something comes to pass, man can alter it. Man can decide to thwart God's plan. God can say, wait, have you ever seen a child that they are doing naming ceremony and say, you become an armed robber? Huh? The pastor will talk, you will serve God. You will be a pastor. I even saw one very funny one recently. The woman was praying, said, you will become part of people that always embezzle Nigeria money. Oh, you saw it? I'm talking about Fibairo Ko with Nigeria. And people are saying amen. And there are some people in this auditorium that will say amen. So, amen. You are not a good person. That's just the word. Let the word of God change you. Why are you like this? Why is your life like this? Amen. So there's no child that on the naming ceremony they say you become armed robber. No, everybody prophesies to everybody's life. So everybody, put your hand forth. Start saying good things. They say good things. But who stole my BlackBerry? Is it the person that they prophesied good things that stole my BlackBerry in 2014? Someone stole my BlackBerry. Was it 2013 December or 2014? 14. Stole my BlackBerry. Both 5, I'll be both 4. I can't remember. Which one? Can't even remember. Stole. That one to the prophesied that you become a child of God. Not every prophecy comes to pass. God said Israel were going to spend 400 years in prison in Egypt. They spent 430. Who are the 30? So God can say, 400 years, go, 400 years, it's all, 400 years, it's all, do it now. No, 30 extra because of your unbelief. And God has nothing on that 30. You know what 30 years is? Some of you are not 30 years old. Do you know what 30 years is? They said 430. So God can say it and you'll be elongated. But as it is written, so God said something to Abraham. I have made you a father of many nations. But guess what? He has no child. How can I even father many nations? At least I need one. And preferably a male. Because of the patriarchal system that they were operating with. Don't say the pastor said it too. The patriarchal system they were operating with. Amen. Amen. I'm a fan of the female child. In fact, left to me, I don't know. I think I want my children to be female. Amen. I said, hey, your children. Why are you so happy? Alright. I want you to be the father of many nations. That's what God told Abraham. You will be it. But this man is 100. And nothing has happened. You know, by the time you are 70, you say, it's about to happen. He's about to go down. Amen. Now the son is coming. Then as the wife began to, in fact, the wife, they've given up on the wife since. Sarah. Maybe it's because it's me that God told, not you. You get. Sometimes the promise is for the husband, not the wife. God told both of you are going to father many nations. But it has not happened. So what will Abraham do? He will believe. Before him whom he believed even before God. Then what did Abraham do? Now, sometimes we make a mistake and we look at he will quicken the dead and call those things that be not as though they were. That's not God. That's Abraham. I've taught this before. Go and listen to Speaking Faith. Who called the things that be not as though they were? God? No. God already said you will father many nations. Abraham is the one that quickened the dead. What is the dead? Sarah's womb. How did he quicken it? By his words. And we are going to see how he did that. So just pay attention. By his words. He said, he quickened the dead. This is not talking about raising of the dead at all. Eventually, talk about the dead. The deadness of Sarah's womb in verse 19. So you must always read in context. He quickened the dead and called the things that be not as though they were. Sorry, what are the things that be not? Eh? How that you will be a father of many nations. Abi? And he kept calling as though they were. Who against hope? Who is this who? Is it Abraham or God? Eh? Abraham now, against hope, he believed in hope. That he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken. That's how to live in faith. God has said something. You must now arrange your own self to fit it. We'll see how he did that. And being not weak in faith, that's Abraham. He considered not his own body now dead. Can you see how he quickened the things that are dead? So he's seeing his body and he's saying, no, this body will still father many nations. He's seeing his wife and he said, you know what? This womb will bear the promise. This womb will give birth to many nations. And they are not laughing at what they are saying. You know, at first Sarah laughed when the angels came and said, you're going to give birth. And Sarah said, try. Say, okay, I'll give birth next year. Wow. My husband has been saying it too. He has been touching my stomach every morning. And he has been saying, I don't consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. This womb will give birth. Then the angel came and said, your husband said it so much, it has to happen. This time next year. This time next year. Amen. Well, how did Abraham start it? His name had to change. He first changed his name from Abram to Abraham. Abram means an assumed father. A-B-R-A-M. You know, like, you know the way you say Baba Saleh? Or, you know, they are, he's our father in the street. Babao. That's what Abraham means. So you want to call Babao? Babao! Owameji. Afunima Ube. You know, all this Baba Saleh. That's Abraham. Then he changed it to, no, I'm not an assumed father. He changed it to Abraham, the father of many nations. He called himself what God called him. It's not enough for God to talk. God can say it and it will not come to pass. I'm saying that one now. But the prophet prophesied and it did not come to pass. Yes, it's possible. There's a fake prophet. No, you are a fake believer. You didn't walk in faith. No. I was telling my wife, pastor. He said, no, that's not a pastor. He said something that did not come to pass. I said, no, I know him too well. I said, what did you do? And after he said everything, I said, okay, retrace your step. Amen. So he didn't just wait. God has said it. Like, what will be, will be. God has said, I'll be father of many nations. No. As the years went by, and he could not have a child, and he did not have a child, rather, he changed his name. Of course, God instructed him to. He also changed the name of the wife. Change the name of the wife. Amen. Sometimes you've got to change what you're being called. I'm talking about your name literally now. This is not about names. Learn not to call yourself average. You say, no, I'm just average. You know, anything in my own life like this, I'm just average. I just do things average. No, I'm not average. I'm excellent. You know, some things don't take anything to say. I mean, as you have said, you're excellent. Now, what happens in your body? Did you get hungrier? Amen? Did you lose height? Did you lose weight? Okay, someone will say, lose weight will have been a good thing. I'm just saying this. Did you gain weight? I'm excellent. I'm so good. How many of you have heard me say that before? I say it a lot. I'm just so good. I say it a lot. I'm too good. Ewa, you must have heard me say it before. Many times. I'm Oda. Damola, you know what I'm talking about. I'm Oda. I'm good. Things that come out from me are good things. See, it's not enough to say it in church. Oh. It's easy to say it in church. Everybody saying it. I'm not saying it too. May everybody say, no, come upon my word. It's when the rubber hits the road. It's when you need to use your faith. It's when it appears impossible. When it appears dead. No, that times the situation looks dead. The husband is 100, the wife is 90. Where is the child coming from? From the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He makes things possible. I've told you, there are fewer things that is unusual than a believer who is not hungry for the supernatural. I like the impossible things happening. I like it. Because it shows that God is here. Amen. If God is everywhere, he can as well be here with me right now. Amen. I like to see impossible things. Oh, he's 100 years old, then we're going to have a son. Go and write it down. Amen. That's what Abraham did. He took the things that be not as though they were. He began to call himself good names. As they called him Abraham, said, no. Abraham. You have to correct people. Say, we, the masses. You are who? Not part of you. I'm doing well. I'm fine. I can afford everything I need. I'm not a beggar. We they beg for this. How long we they beg die? He said, you are who? Eh? Okay. When did I enroll in your school? I'm not a beggar. He calls the things that be not as though they were. Against hope he believed in hope. That's how to move mountains.
Play for me as a close.
According to that which was spoken, so shall your seed be. Be not weak in faith.
Can you see?
He considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Can we read verse 21 together? That what he had promised, he was able.
Hey, say it again.
Being persuaded that what God promised, he's able to do it. That's faith.
And you see, it's simple. He has changed his confessions. He has changed what people call them, or what they call them. He's not considering the limitations.
Sometimes, I told you that every mountain looks reasonable. Oh, the reason why it appears like there's not much is because of the background. It's where I was born. If I was born in the U.S. now, are there no people that are homeless in the U.S.? Are there no beggars there? In every country in the world. Says because of my God. If my parents probably had money, and maybe if they had like business and all that, maybe I would not be like this. Huh? Every mountain looks reasonable. If your faith crush here, Dan. Hallelujah. There are people who had the same beginning like you, but they chose to walk in their own. There were people who were born sickless. I know one. We know he's our friend. Born with a sickle cell. The genotype did not change, but he's not sick. If he tells you he's a bit more plumpier than I am. He's more robust than I am. I'm not robust, amen. I'm just there. He's like this. If they put both of us together, you say I'm the one that has the sickle cell. If they put both of us with his cheeks. You know, he was very thin. He was always falling sick. And we had a meeting. And he just asked me, we were watching TV. But when we're watching TV, most times it's always some Holy Ghost meeting, or maybe worship session. We're always having one keyboard, tambourine, something around. And the preacher, they were giving a testimony, and they said, someone's genotype changed. They were giving testimony. And we were busy arguing. How can genotype change? He said, I don't bubble. What is pastor? And he was looking at the TV. And we were already at the jabber before we remember that, there's someone among us that had, so we started pinching each other. See, all these people said they lie. I can't imagine. He didn't even bother. Ignore the noise. It's God you have business to do it. Amen. Amen. It's you and the mountain. Forget the noise. Forget every other thing. And he was looking at the TV. Steadfastly. And he said, I know God can do it. And you see, that's how everything ended. Next time we asked him, he said, I just believe it can happen. I believe it can happen. I don't know what you want. Some people it's health, some people it's finances, some people it's just their life generally. I just believe it can happen. If you want it that much, you use your faith for it. Is that clear? He said, he was not weak in faith. I love that part. He was not weak in faith. So it's possible for someone's faith to be weak. You're praying, but your faith is weak. Why? You're not saying the right things. You're not changing the narrative. They let all the people, sick people come here. At work. If you know that you have like an amen and you're sick and you're sick, you know you're very sick, come here. And you followed. I'm not sick. I'm not sick. Jesus. Your word says you can change situations. That you can change circumstances. That you can turn things around. Then this must turn around. So it's not enough for God to say it. You've got prophecies. You've got people tell you things. They've spoken a lot of things. You must align yourself. And say, no, I'm standing with what God's word says. I'm a child of God, so I align myself with his word. And I declare this. If Sarah can have a child, then I believe in miracles. I mean.
Thank you, Jesus. It changes them. So you gotta do that. You've got to stop answering to average. You've got to stop answering to so. He said, we that we are struggling. You are who? I'm not struggling in the name of Jesus. You know, there are emojis. There are people who they do this ministry with ease. But you know, we that we are just struggling. No. It's easy for me. Serving God, following Him on my life, being faithful, raising disciples, healing the sick, going around the world, and routing the name of Jesus in every place, lightening up dark places, healing broken-hearted people. It's easy for me. You know, there are people like Pastor. Hey, it's easy for me. I'm walking in ease. Thank you, Jesus. It changes them. It changes totally. I'm no longer an assumed father. I'm the father of many nations. Get used to that. They're calling, Abraham. Okay, shh. Who is that? Old me or new me? So this new man is different. Amen. This one, average people, you know, the middle, the lower class of the economy. You know, if you want to serve God, sometimes you've got to take hard steps. And I've told you, where you see hard things, who is there? God is behind the hard things. A virgin giving birth, that's God. You could have chosen any other woman and just say, just give birth. The Savior has come, none here. Wait, what does the virgin birth has to do with the entire story? He's just showing you the miraculous. Hallelujah. Behind the hard things, that's where you see the power of God. Chooses a 90-year-old woman to give birth. God. Parts the sea. God. Could he have just caused something to just block the Egyptians from reaching them? And they will be trying to pull the wall. That's easy. That's easy, right? You know, sand will just come every place. They'll not be able to see. The houses will fall down. That's easy. Man can do that one. Right? Machines can just cut that one. God said, no, you watch me. You move forward. You go forward. See what I want to do. So what do you want to do? And the sea began to part. Red carpet. And the sea began to give way. I said, what is this? Say, this is God. Get used to God. Get used to the impossible. Get used to the supernatural. You are a believer. I've told you before, you are primarily a believer. Believe that your health can function well. Believe that you can serve God well. Believe that you can serve God faithfully. Believe that you can heal the sick. Believe that your needs can be met. Believe that your career can go well. Who told you it can't? Who told you? Who gave you a false report? Who gave you a false report? Who told you we are like grasshoppers in their sight? Never. We are the people of God. He has given us the land. Thank you, Jesus. Change his name. He's no longer struggling. He is Abraham. Mark 11:23. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things that he said, he would have what he said. You have what he said. We see that with Jesus, the son of David, the son of Abraham. When the mountain stares in the face, what do you go to? You go to the word. They had a storm. The entire disciples were shouting, don't you care that we die? Don't you care that something will happen? Jesus said, why are you so full of doubt? Sometimes you've got to remove yourself from the company. Sometimes you've got to sing yourself out. Why are you so full of doubt? We are not dying. Hey, look at the storm. He didn't talk to God. That's not the time to start talking to God. God, please. God, Shanua. No, he looked at the storm. Be still. That's what I want now. You can rage anywhere else. I want this boat to be still. And the storm was still. The sea was calm. He said, who is this man that even the sea and the storm obey him? He is Jesus Christ,
the son of David, the son of Abraham, the son of the one who caused the things that be not as those they were, who was not weak in faith, who was not weak in faith. I'll close with Hebrews 11. I shared it on Sunday. He's with ease. He's with ease. I see and know. And I meet need. He's with ease. Jesus made it easy. I do is we. Hebrews 11. See the same story. Verse 11. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive it. Sometimes, we're going to continue School of Faith on Sunday morning, and we're going to wrap it up there. I'm going to talk about this. She received strength through faith. Sometimes, listen very well. Sometimes, it's the faith that orchestrates the healing. So, we're going to look at it very well. Through faith, she received strength to conceive. Meaning that, without faith, she could conceive, but she wouldn't have the strength to. You might not understand what I just said. Somehow, it's just a thin line between saying that you don't have doubt in your heart does not mean that you have faith in your heart. You know, I told you from the beginning of this teaching, the absence of doubt is different from you believing. True faith, she received strength to conceive. But that's not where we're going to. And was delivered of a child when she was past age. Can we read the remaining? Because she judged him faithful. So the question is, what has God said about you? Simple faith is, I judge him faithful. Faithful means you believe he can do it again. Oftentimes, over and over in my life, what I just, when I'm faced with a big mountain, or in a valley so deep, what I do is remind myself of what God has done before. Just like David. He killed the lion, he killed the bear, he will kill Goliath. I just remind myself of God's faithfulness. If he had taken me away from here, and taken me away from this situation before, I judge him faithful. Oh, I have seen people go through the same thing, and they came out on earth. I have seen people do the same thing, and they fulfilled it. And we have Andrew Womack, he's still with us here in the flesh. He's been serving God from the age of 7 or 10. And he's still preaching the gospel. I judge him faithful for my life. I've seen people live well and live healthy. Abi? I've seen people go through all their life without kidney failure, without liver diseases, without brain tumors. I judge him faithful, Lord. I judge you faithful. I judge you. He says, Sarah judged him faithful. Is that simple? You want a miracle? You judge him faithful. You see that he can do what he said he can do. Hallelujah. So if God said he can do it, if he says he will take care of you, he will do exactly that. Is that clear? If he says you are a chosen vessel, you are a chosen generation, he means what he says and he says what he means. You judge him faithful. Be full of faith. Don't be weak in faith. Weak in faith is you're believing, but you're doubting it. You're doubting it. Some of us are laughing at miraculous. No. I dare the impossible. Because I want God's power. I want it every time. I want it in the morning. I want it in the noon. I want it every week. I want it every month of my life. I want to see the impossible become possible. I want to see the supernatural happen. Amen. I want it every time. I want it every time. You know, he says you have what you say. So I have it. I have it. I have it. I'm going to have my needs met. I'm going to have my bills paid. I'm going to have God's peace in my heart. I'm going to have the love of God in my heart. I'm going to serve God all my life. Hallelujah. There's no fear here. You know, there's no impossible situation with God. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. The wind was calm. Hallelujah. Sarah gave birth. Elijah's bones raised the dead. All things are possible.
His words created the sun, the moon, the stars, created the firmament, created the trees, created the beasts of the field, created the angels, created man.
All things are possible. The miraculous is mine.
I have an appetite for the impossible. I have an appetite for the impossible. You know, I am miracle prone. I'm prone to miracles. I'm prone to do God's will. I'm prone to the miraculous. I'm prone to healing. You believe that? You believe that? Like in my body right now, I am prone to healing. I'm susceptible to healing. I am vulnerable to the power of God. Hallelujah! You believe it? You believe it? Let Mark 11:23 ring in your head. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe in those things that he said, he would have what he said. What are you saying tonight? Come on, go ahead and talk. Don't forget, you are not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. Go ahead and just speak words of faith. Speak words of faith. The peace of God that passes all understanding guards my heart. I am not weak in faith. Tell the mountain where to go. That thing that has caused so much fear, that has engineered so much doubt in your heart. When you think about it, it looks impossible. But you have an appetite for the impossible. It's with ease that you serve God. It's with ease that you get healed. It's with ease that you heal the sick too. Needs met. You will find help in every corner, at every turn, on every road. There's help for you. You have a good family. And you raise a good home. You build one. Don't let the devil put fear in your heart. There's no fear in your future. There's none. There's none. There's help for you tonight. Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be removed and be cast to the sea, you shall have what he said. There's help for me now. Favor surrounds me. I walk through the doors of great favor. My needs are met. And I meet the needs of others with ease. My walk with the Father is getting better. And I make the walk of others get better too. I'm a child of God. There is nothing impossible for me. I have the final words here. I'm in charge. I'm in charge. I'm doing absolutely fine. Who is you? Who are you, mountain, before Zerubbabel? The power of God uproots you. He said, whatever seed the Father has not planted shall be uprooted from the source. I don't walk in fear. I don't walk in doubt. I don't walk in anxiety. What I have is triggers. Triggers for the miraculous. What I have is triggers. Triggers for the great power of God. What I have is triggers. Triggers for healings. What I have is triggers. Triggers. Peace. Peace triggers. All around me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He splits the sea so I can walk right through it. My fears were drowned in perfect love. He rescued me and I shout and sing. I am a child of God. One minute more. Just walk on the miracles. Abraham is the one that quickens the dead things. You can quicken dead things now. Dead situations, dead careers, a dead fellowship, a cell that you see is dying. Quicken. The work in your hands, nothing dies. Those disciples, your discipleship, nothing dies yet. Nothing dies yet. There is fruitfulness in my work, multiplication in my work. My work is multiplying. I am moving forward. I am going forward. I am going forward. I am going forward. I am going forward. Tell the children of Israel, go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. No evil comes near you. 1,000 by your right, 10,000 by your left. None will come near you. We are walking in the supernatural. We are walking on water here. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. Situations are turning around. Around. There's a 180. There's a 180. What seems to be going down and south begins to take an upward turn. By the Holy Ghost.